Let's begin by writing some ties. DG, why don't you go first?
All right, let's see. For Oxley, I don't think she has as low an opinion of Oxley as Kira seems to. I think Oxley doesn't know what he wants. And I think for Kira, I think it might just be Kira is really judgmental, considering. And then I'll also throw an NPC one on there. What was the name of Lil Grape? It was like Mavis or something? Macy Grape. I want to prove that I can avoid fucking up Macy.
Do you have anything to say about your cousin, Andy?
Okay, that's a good question. I'm trying to get a read on where Andy's at right now. Honestly, I don't know that I have a tie with Andy yet. I think DG's kind of like, yeah, you know, he's fine. He's doing college shit. You know how it is in college.
And anything about the mother of your child, Sarah?
No.
All right. Oxley Sarbanes, how about you?
I got a couple ideas. I'm gonna imagine after the events of the previous episode, there is a situation where he's like really focusing and having a conversation with his partner, his girlfriend Natalie, and he's like trying to break up with her, and then suddenly he like noticed a tattoo on her belly. When does she have a belly tattoo? And it's Dignity's face laughing at him. Dignity's gonna cuck me, is what I'm gonna put here. Dignity's trying to cuck me and steal my girlfriend.
That's a fair fear.
He wakes up from his dream and he looks down and he's not in bed, he's in a chair. He's in the cuck chair, oh no! Double dream.
So just to sort of work through your thought process here, previously, you seemed hesitant to actually call Natalie your girlfriend, but now that there's the possibility that Dignity might take her away,
yes,
now she's definitely is her girl, your girlfriend.
Yes, this is extremely healthy.
Okay.
Well, if someone else wants you, no.
Any other ties for you, Oxley?
What's a good one? I think Kira's still pretty good based on how that ended up. Whatever pulls... Something's going to pull Andy out of his bubble, and I don't know if he's prepared for the aftermath.
Okay, and you have one for Natalie?
I'm trying to think of how the phrase is shortly, but I guess the thing is he's not listening. He can't... I don't know how to tell Natalie I can't stand her podcast, actually. She's smoking, and I love hanging out and talking with her, but the podcast, I cannot. I cannot.
Tell me a little bit about Natalie's podcast.
Oh, I would imagine she has, like, guests on, but, like, the guests are all terrible people. I don't know how do I want to put this. It's like she gets terrible people on to fight with them, but it's like it's all stagey, and it's like both arguments are dumb.
Like a debate podcast.
Yes, it's a debate podcast, but both sides are like, I don't even the side I agree with, I like don't agree with the argument style.
But we have established that to Oxley, Natalie is smoking hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Kira Tight, how about your ties?
I think her tie with Oxley is that Oxley isn't the worst.
Yes, congratulations.
He holds up a silver medal. Yay.
Slash you're welcome.
And DG, this is a good one. DG is the dirt worst.
Oh, shit. I did not see that coming, but I guess I should have.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah, this one's for Andy. It's we gotta get Andy woke. We gotta get Andy woke like ASAP. Mm-hmm. And for, I guess this would be for Miss Sarah. Miss Sarah lives too recklessly.
Okay, and anything for Macy?
No, not at the moment.
Okie dokie. Okay, so everyone has a nice sleep after Thanksgiving. You wake up on Black Friday, which, in my opinion, is the busiest shopping day of the year. Anyone have any shopping plans?
Sorry, in your opinion?
In my opinion?
Okay. Controversial take, but I guess, okay, I see it.
I think DG would rather die than go to a store on Black Friday.
Not even browsing any online deals?
Well, online's different, because you don't have to go to the store. Online is safe. You just fuck around on your laptop.
What are you looking at?
I straight up think she's looking at, like, children's books. Like,
oh my god.
I'm gonna get this girl some Encyclopedia Brown. I'm gonna get her some Nancy Drew. And I'm gonna find out whatever the hell else is popular for with 6-year-old girls. And I'll get her some of those.
Oxley Sarbanes, are you much of a shopper?
Oxley isn't much of a shopper. You know, the things you own, if it's just own you, you know? But he does like a good trade. And he does like a good deal. So I think he waits at like 4 a.m. For somebody to be like, hey, here's like some cheap merch that he's going to like do a fucking weird trading quest to like get gifts for people. He's like, no. You get a pit bull, you keep it for 4 months, then you sell the puppies. Then he's on some of that shit. He's like, okay, I got 3 flat screen TVs in this truck. I'm going to move them all the way across town to this place ladies that's staging a model home. So we're renting them out to people. It's that level of flim-flam going on.
See, you're really a true entrepreneur.
Yes. It's one of his many jobs instead of having an actual good paying job.
Kiara Tite, I know that you have effectively infinite income. Do you buy anything on Black Friday?
Yeah, I think Kiara goes to, like, a guitar center type store. And the plan is to, like, buy, like, equipment they have on sale, but also to, like, maybe, like, you know, buy some stuff for other people and take their numbers down, just in case she needs to know people who make music also.
So you're really serious about this music thing?
Yes. Super serious.
After a rousing day of shopping on Friday, you wake up on Saturday. Now, DG, how long was Andy supposed to stay with you?
I believe the plan was for him to stay most of Thanksgiving weekend, and then we'd be shipping him back out to college on Sunday morning. So, you know, he should probably make sure he's packed, but then I figured we could probably bum around town, get a nice lunch, that sort of thing. Make sure he has a nice last day.
DG, he's not packed.
I think Dignity approaches him and she's like, hey Andy, I know it's a little bit early, but I figured we should get a head start. Are you planning on packing tonight, or what's the plan?
Honestly, I don't even know if I want to go back to school.
Okay,
I was just thinking about what Oxley and Kiara were saying, like, do I really just want to be a cog in the system?
Well, I wouldn't think about it in those terms, because if you think about those terms too far, you're gonna get real fucking depressed, kid. Okay, let me frame it like this. Have you been enjoying learning about it was chemistry, right?
Honestly, I don't even like chemistry. I was just doing it because I feel like it's like, it earns a lot of money.
I see. Well, is there anything that you think you would like to learn about? You can always change majors.
Maybe like art history?
Okay, yeah, no, maybe dropping out is for the best then. You can read that in books and not lose thousands of dollars. Okay, so in that case, Were you planning on moving back in with Uncle Jeff, or?
I can't go back to my parents after I've dropped out. They're gonna be so mad.
Okay, and you think that instead the right move is to just kind of avoid them and hope that eventually it blows over? Because that's really smart. Like, that work, that is the fucking, listen, never get in a confrontation you can avoid, trust me. It's never worth it.
He pulls out his phone and shows you a 17th paragraph text draft to parents group chat. So you think I should just delete this?
You know what? Let me read it real quick. Crystal, what's the gist of the 17 paragraph text? Does it look good?
It does not look good. First of all, no one's gonna read all this. They're gonna skim it, and they're not really gonna catch the nuance. What his parents are gonna hear is that he's irresponsible, and furthermore, that you've corrupted him by showing him a world where people can smoke weed and be bisexual and lie.
Okay, so it's a good start, but I'm going to make some quick edits, okay? And then we're gonna send that.
DG, give me a genius to make good massages to this text.
Okay, my genius is 2.
The devil and strength.
I'm taking the devil. Absolutely, I'm taking the devil. I'm marking XP. That brings us to 2.
Yay.
You get what you want at a price you can't afford. You really cut through a lot of the extraneous BS in this text, and you get to the gist. You explain why Andy needs to do this, and his parents are going to accept that. They're going to cut off both of you. They're not even going to try to get you back.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll deal. We got other family. We got other connections. I mean, I have other non-family connections. I don't know if Andy has, like, any friends at all, really, but we can work on that, too.
Andy does not have any friends at all.
Doesn't seem the type.
All right, so, what's the plan? Do you want to get involved in the arts community around here? Do you want to get, like, a part-time job? I mean, obviously, I'm fine with you crashing here until you get your own place, as long as you're willing to, chip in with chores, don't mind sleeping on the couch.
Chip in. DG, come on, he's been doing most of the chores last 2 days.
I know, but I'm trying to make it sound good.
DG, doesn't Oxley have, like, a zine thing?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I never really read it. I think it's about, like, cartoons or something.
Oxley, what's your zine about?
How much do I want to lean into the Bleach fan cast? I think he's just a big Bleach fan. He was moved by it in its early seasons, and it just kept getting better. And he needed to tell the world about it. And it's loosely, there's only so much you could talk about Bleach in a comic book. So it may have vinged into other topics and other things. Basically, he's as long as he gets his article where he writes about Bleach and does power scaling, any issue could be whatever. Any issue could just be... This episode of Seinfeld is a lot like to the Iran-Contra affair was just something-something. You know, it gets going all over the place.
God, no wonder Natalie's in love with you.
Now, where's he at on Burn Cross He Witch? The the newer series by T.T. Kubo.
Burn the Witch?
he's given it time to grab him. You know, one of the things is, as you get older, you don't want to, like, shut yourself off to new experiences. So, like, I'm gonna let Tite cook. I'm gonna let him cook.
It's Sunday. You have all agreed to meet at Three Laws, the bar that Dignity works at. Ty, this is based on a real place that you are the most familiar with. So please describe for me the layout of this bar.
Okay, so three laws. First thing you need to know is it is located behind a strip mall, Dillard's. So like, if you'd imagine like a gray, like a beige wall with like maybe a power converter and a dumpster. And then between the power converter and the dumpster, there's just like a nondescript door. You go into that bar and you see behind the, it's like a I want to say it's longer than it is wide. It's like maybe 10 feet deep and then 40 feet long. Because it's viewing an ice skating rink underneath the Dillard's. It's kind of a dive bar. It's got, you know, red fuchsia shag carpeting. It looks, the countertops have a little bit of the kind of video game carpet vibe. It's mostly dead, but they do $7 pitchers. So who can, can't fight that price. But yeah, it's tucked away down here, a dive bar behind a strip mall where you can view a actual hockey rink. They have a hockey arena. When there's people playing in there, sometimes they'll crash against the big window behind the bar and like the whole bar will shake. But other than that, it's just a dive bar behind an ice skating rink.
The owner of Three Laws, Robert Alfred Roberts, is very glad to see you, Kira Tite, because he knows you are a well-paid market research consultant.
I don't think any of that's true.
Don't you get paid thousands of dollars by your parents?
To, like, be their daughter, and I guess technically tell them about stuff, but, like, not. I don't got a degree in any of that. I dropped out.
You're the voice of the millennials.
She fully disagrees, but, you know, a little bit. I guess I do know millennials.
Kiratite, I'm glad to see you. This upcoming week is Cyber Week. Cyber Week, like the Cybermen of Dragon Ball Z. We need a cyber promotion for this Cyber Week. Kira, hit me with ideas, concepts, proposals.
I'm a little confused. Do you want me to give you a proposal based around Dragon Ball Z or based around cyber, like cybernetic?
Both, if you can.
I don't know anything about Dragon Ball Z. But I do know that kids like, I think, phones? They like phones. They like phones and apps.
Phones and apps. Genius. So, genius.
What if you did a one-time app that only works for this week?
A one-time app that only works for this week, but who would I get to code it?
I don't know.
Dignity Grayson, where are you?
I'm here, sir, and she waves from, I think, over at the bar.
App, next week, Cyber Week, 1 week only, code it for me, ready by tomorrow.
I've never coded anything, sir.
That's why you're the best at it. You're unburdened by old ideas.
Okay.
And you got that cousin. You got that cousin that went to college. So
he went to college for chemistry, which is different.
Science. It's all the same. Computer science, chemical science.
Hmm. Kira's giving like a shit even grin to Dignity. Yeah, you could do this.
Okay. But I'll tell you what. I don't know too much about graphic design. I'm going to have to get some help from my big shot market research friend, won't I?
Yeah, Oxley knows a lot about graphic design, you're right.
He does make the zine, that might actually work.
Graphic design is my passion.
Okay, first of all, DG, give me a genius to code this app for Cyber Week.
Okay, before I do, I wanted to check. Did I manage to get a new Eidolon power from sleeping with Kira's old nanny?
Oh, sure, yeah. I bet you probably received an earnest kiss and all that. So I will tell you Sarah's Eidolon. My nutmeg fantasy, K can force anyone to obey a command that contains the verb wish.
Okay. Then yeah, you said genius to code this app?
That's right.
I have genius too, still.
The Emperor, you break something. And Temperance, you're met with an equal and opposite reaction.
Let's go with the Emperor.
You break something. Okay, I'm going to combine this with another draw from Oxley to do the graphic design of this app. The UI, the UX, you know.
Okay.
Give me a glam for that.
Ooh, okay. I would think, wouldn't it be elegance? You know, drawing, skilled, dexterous.
Okay, I'll take elegance.
All right, I'm going to go 2 on that one.
The Sun, you are given cause to celebrate. And the Fool, you become who you are needed to be in this moment.
I think I'm gonna take the Sun early and just say I surprise everyone by being amazing at graphic design. I said it was my passion.
Okay. You code this app to promote 3 laws for Cyber Week. It's amazing to look at. You can tell this is already getting awards buzz in the app critics community. You draw everybody in. So many people are downloading this app. But the coding? It's not as good as the graphic design. Sure, it draws a lot of business to the bar, but it has also implanted a security vulnerability into everybody's phones that is eventually going to break them.
I mean, that's not really my problem at that point. We blame that on the App Store, I think.
It's too bad that your name is written into the app as the coder.
Oh, I used a pseudonym.
We'll see how that turns out the rest of the week. Monday, first day of a new week. Cyber Monday, as they say. So many deals available. Kira Tite, what are you doing?
Kiera is having a special Cyber Monday deal on her website for her new album.
Oh.
Well, her old album. She just had to redo everything because her bandmates quit. So it's just like a re-release of the last album. It's called Tears Never Fall on a Sword. It's 17 tracks. And she's setting up a deal on the website where you could get it for like half off for only $20.
And you're doing any live shows to help promote this album?
I think she's trying to get one. I don't know if she has. She might, like, see if 3 Laws will allow her to, like, play some music there.
Yeah, there is Monday Night Hockey tonight, so definitely a lot of people are going to be there.
Yeah, she's not sure if, like, post-ironic, like, grind math rock is, like, the vibe of a hockey game, but she's willing to give it a try.
The bar is called 3 Laws with 33 instead of 2 E's in the word 3. I think math rock is kind of exactly their vibe.
That's right. That makes so much sense. Okay, yeah.
Let's fast forward to tonight. You're playing at the show.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's here. So many drunk hockey fans. Oxley is here cheering on the... What's the team of this city?
Did you ever say the city we're in? What's the name of it? Or
it's called The City.
The City? What's a funny animal?
Tapirs.
The City Tapirs.
Natalie is on your arm with you, enjoying your rambunctiousness as you cheer on This City Tapirs.
Taper, taper, tape them up. Taper, taper, taper up.
And, Kira, you know there's someone familiar in the audience. I think it's... This is the politician that your parents are supporting, Mitt Broccoli.
Oh. Like the super Republican one?
Yeah, the super Republican one. And of course, even though he is underage and is wearing the underage wristband, Andy is here, and his eyes are so big as he sees Mitt Broccoli. Kiara, can you introduce me?
Andy, you don't want to know Mr. Broccoli. He's awful.
He's awful?
Yeah, like, okay, look, he's like not a good guy, Andy. He's like a politician and like controls the media and a bunch of other stuff.
I thought your parents controlled him.
Yeah, well, they do. Like, they do control him, but they control him by making deals with him. And then, like, he also controls them a little bit, what they put on. It's a very complicated dance of evil, okay? Look, Andy, you're here now, right? I heard you dropped out of school. You should, like, want to invest yourself in, like, the real feeling of being a dropout and living alone. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Reckless sexual exploration and hating big politics.
Reckless sex. But I love politics.
That, well, you can love politics, but you gotta, like, you can't love politicians. Does that make sense?
But they're the ones who do the politics.
No, they don't do the politics. Like, okay, do, like, I was gonna say do chefs make food, but they do. Fuck. Okay, look, all right. Do you love, let's say you loved an animal. Let's, give me an animal you like.
A tapir.
A tapir. If you like a tapir, right? Do you love the people who like run the zoo and keep it locked up?
Well, they're the ones who let me see it.
Yeah, but like that's not morally, like you could like go out to the wild to see a tapir.
That's dangerous. It's safer in the zoo.
But Andy, you just dropped out of school. You're doing dangerous, aren't you? Isn't that the new vibe?
I guess I should be a little more adventurous.
You should. You know what? You should. I think she like reaches over to like the expensive beer she brought from outside in because she can't drink what's here because it's of a different class. She like gets her cousin to be like, here, drink this. Just take a swig.
Oh, I'm not 21.
I'm not your mom.
Give me a dazzle.
Sure. Surprising no human on Earth, given how she is. My glam is one.
The star. Positive, a new path reveals itself.
Oh boy.
Let's go.
Andy takes a little hesitant sip of this beer, and he likes it. He likes this high-class beer you've brought in. He drinks more and more and more. And you know what? He drinks a little too fast. He's starting to get a little bit messed up. And with his newfound Dutch courage, he is able to walk up to Mitt Broccoli without you having to introduce him.
Oh no.
And he starts drunkenly ranting at Mitt Broccoli about how he's evil and he makes the country worse. And his friend Kiera Tight told him all this, and she would know because her parents own you.
Now, I do work at this bar. Do I see? I assume I overhear this.
Yeah, you do.
All right, DG is going to run up and kind of like yank him aside just a little bit. Be like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, Andy, sorry about that, Mr. Broccoli. My cousin, he loves to joke, doesn't he, Andy?
Once Kiera also hears her name, she also runs up like this. Yeah, he just loves to tell a little joke, Mr. Broccoli. He's, you know, he's just having fun. It's a rough week, you know. Holidays and all that.
And you know how it is, you know, wild college kids. We've all had some crazy times in college that we don't want the press finding out about, I'm sure. Haha. Just a little bartender/manager humor.
Like, I know you're sure you don't want like one mistake you made when you were young to define your entire career. So like, you know, it's fine.
Of course it's fine. I don't see why that would be the problem. This is simply the youthful exuberance that makes our nation great.
Boy, it sure is. You have a great rest of the night, and I think DG is going to, like, drag both Kiera and Andy to, like, a corner of the bar. Maybe even the back.
No, please, I'd love to talk more. I'm here to court the voters.
Yeah, we will be right back once we make sure Andy gets a warm towel and some water.
Yeah, gotta have some water if you're gonna be the champ.
and a towel.
And a towel.
Those people have towels. They have towels. We gotta go.
So, Mint, what are your ideas on public sanitation? I think we should new sewers. Why are we still using sewers? Is anyone talking about this?
Oxley, do you want to come with us?
No, I don't want to talk to this guy.
Oh, but it's the back. You've never been to the back of the bar before, I bet. It's so cool there. We've got...
I'll come back. If you know about any conspiracies, like, let me know, man. Like, let me know.
I can tell you about some conspiracies, but it sounds like your friends are calling for you.
Oh, God. Okay, they are. Okay. Let me know.
He winks at you.
So do we all just pile into the back of this bar?
Yes.
Your coworker, Lizzie Nobel, is smoking weed in here. Says, what's the big deal?
There's some shit. Hang on. There's customers. Aren't you supposed to be, like, at the bar right now?
Aren't you?
I'm the manager. You're the bartender. Okay.
Oh, sick. We can smoke vapes in here?
Oh my god, this weed is awful. Guys, it smells so bad. Please.
Yeah, DG never makes a fuss. It's fine.
Listen, I don't give a shit if you smoke the weed. Just, like, we need somebody serving drinks or we're both gonna get in trouble.
Okay, I'll get back out there.
Thank you. Oh my god. Okay, so, I'm gonna need the three of you, and she gestures at, Kira, Oxley, and Andy. I'm gonna need the three of you to, like, not fuck up this whole night, because I... You know, planning events like this is kind of a pain in the ass, and they go to, like, 50% of our revenue some weeks, so...
I didn't do anything. I was getting ready to perform, so... Andy, you can't... Look, Andy, I get it. You're feeling good. You can't just go to a politician and tell him the truth. Who knows what happens when you tell white politicians the truth? You can't just do that.
But I thought I was supposed to be adventurous.
You can... But don't say my name when you're adventurous.
Oh.
That's just narking.
Oh, no snitches get stitches.
Oh, you were hammered.
Yeah, Kira, how did that happen?
I gave him one Dragon's Fire Ale, and I don't know what happened.
What is the proof on that? That is like, that's like 20% alcohol.
But like, it's because, like, rich people drink it and then get weaned off of, like, the effects of higher level of alcohol.
Kira, they had to legally reclassify it from beer to whiskey in 15 states.
Oh, my God.
Mitt Romney wants to get rid of those laws.
That would actually be...
That's kind of tight. Yeah, he's bad. Andy, stay back here. We're gonna get you a towel. You're gonna sober up. We're gonna get you some bread. You have bread at this bar?
I mean, we don't really, like, do much in the way of food.
No, it's cool. I got it. I'll order, like, some crazy bread. I think there's, like, a pizza place down the street.
Yeah, no, that'll be fine.
Yeah, just run and get some crazy bread. Andy, you stay back here and... Okay, you know what? Andy, do you have a phone? Can I see your phone?
He fumbles in his pocket for his phone and then drops it in front of you.
Okay, I just pick it up. Okay, look, I'm going to set you up with a few social media sites where you can put all your thoughts like this in, okay? You do not have to go out there and confront Mr. Broccoli.
Now, you're going to give him a username that isn't, that is not his real name, correct?
Andy, what do you want your username to be? She's backspacing, obviously.
Tapir Wizard.
That's kind of sick. Okay, yeah, done. Look, so you can post as much as you want back here until you're sober, and then we're gonna get you some crazy bread, and you're gonna feel better, okay?
Okay.
See, that's what I like about you, Mint. You're a straight shooter. You're a straight shooter and a straight talker. You know what everybody would love? If you ordered us all some pizza. You should, like, order us all pizza.
Oh my god, did Oxley go back out there to get the guy to order pizza? Okay, here, take the phone. You have your phone back. You can do some posting. I'm gonna go, Kira doesn't know how to do affection to this pseudo-stranger, so she, like, ruffles his hair and then goes.
When you think about it, being a politician is just trying to like be the cool teacher on the Friday, and everyone loves the cool teachers. It has pizza parties. You could be pizza party president.
I completely agree with you. Politicians should be closer to the people that they govern. A round of pizza for everybody.
He just says it.
A round of pizza is such a funny way to put it.
I lift my red clap. Huzzah! Huzzah!
DG, Lizzie's gonna need help making a round of pizza for everybody.
Okay. I do want to be clear. So, does Three Laws have a kitchen that just normally doesn't see much use? Or do we have no kitchen?
I think you have a freezer full of frozen pizza, and you have one oven.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. Lizzie, here's what we're gonna do. Okay, so there's two racks in the oven, and normally, you'd think that would mean only two pizzas at a time, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, okay, first of all, do you have an Eidolon? I forget.
Yeah, of course. But like, let's not get personal here.
Okay, that's true. I shouldn't jump to that as a problem solving. Okay, so if we can get more things in here to serve as racks, we can probably cook up to like five pizzas at a time, and a sixth if we just put one on the bottom of the oven.
Let's see, what could we use as racks?
Let's see. Well, Prince Charming can put a sword in the oven, and that, you know, it'll be a little bit shaky. If she uses a broadsword, most of the pizza can be on there, and then especially if like you lean it on the crossguard, and then it won't fall, so that's good. There's probably like some stuff at the bar we use to like organize dirty glasses, right?
The camera's gonna pan away from you scrambling to make all these pizzas, and it is getting about time for Kiara to start her set.
I think she's, like, preparing. She's, like, on stage getting her together. She, like, looks at, the band symbol she has. She's like, okay, well, everyone quit. I need a new name. And she, like, just flips it over and, like, thinks for a band name. And, she just writes Tapir Wizards. It's just like a quick new band name for her new group, and she puts it up and is like doing a sound check, getting ready to perform.
Mitt Broccoli is the first one to yell from the audience, Tapir Wizards!
Yeah! Woo! Hey, I'm Kiara Weir. Well, I guess I'm Tapir Wizards. We're doing like an instrumental thing tonight because I haven't really written any new songs, so this is just me, like, free form. This first one's called Oil.
Yeah, give me a quick acapella of Oil.
Oil is, so she has, like, a specific pedal that makes her guitar sound as juicy as possible, for lack of a better term. Like almost like Splatoon noises.
Okay.
She's, like, not singing. She goes, like, every so often. As she just does, like, a really aggressive guitar riff that sounds juicy.
Okay. Give me a glam to put on the great show.
Great, it's one.
Oh, Kiara, tight. You got the moon. Something unknown or unknowable interferes. It's not that this is bad. It's just not really the vibe for a drunk hockey-watching audience and the Republican politician that's trying to rile them up.
Every couple of minutes, someone just crashes into the glass. It goes back to skating.
But honestly, that's not the big problem. You could survive a bad show. Whatever. Who cares? It's Three Laws. Unfortunately, something unknown or unknowable interferes. The security vulnerability installed on everybody's phones due to the Cyberweek app means that the social media posts that Andy is making under the name Tapir Wizard are actually going straight to everybody's DMs. So all of his inane political ramblings are now associated with you, and everybody in the bar looking at their phones knows it.
I think she has no clue these messages are going out to people. And is like, okay, you know, it's just, you know, the vibe's not here. Just keeps playing, keeps doing her thing. And then she starts to see, like, visual reactions, like, what's... And just, like, looks confused and, like, tries to, like, make eyes with, like, DG or Oxley in the crowd, like with a shrug while still playing.
I guess... If Oxley did download this bullshit onto his phone, is his phone also getting the DMs, or is that just people that have the bullshit app?
Well, did you download the app?
Absolutely not.
You know what? I think the security vulnerability infected Twitter and is now... Do you have Twitter?
Yeah, damn it. Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oxley, I know that between your... social circle and Natalie's podcast, you've been exposed to some pretty intense political ramblings, but this even makes you gasp a little bit.
Oh Lord. Oh my God, this is bad. I think Kira's gonna get canceled. I think she might already be canceled.
If you're going on this face journey where she looks at you in the crowd, she's going to go, yeah, we're going to do an intermission. We'll be right back in 10 to 3 hours. 10 minutes to 3 hours. All right.
While you reconvened, Lizzie and DG, how's the pizza coming?
You tell me, boss.
Yeah, give me an elegance to try to cook a whole round of pizza using one oven with your makeshift racks.
My elegance is 2.
A lot of oven draws in this series. The tower, something terrible happens, and the lovers, you are faced with 2 paths.
Oh, Crystal, do you know what the lovers is?
What is that?
The lovers is my dissonant.
Oh, the lovers is your dissonant card. That means you have to take it.
Yeah, so that is, you can never truly own something you've stolen. You lose access to the power you had been using for the rest of the session. In this case, I guess that would be Prince Charming, because I haven't used the other ones at all. Yeah, so I think what happens is these racks are not very stable. And I also think that maybe DG got bored while waiting for the pizzas to cook and decided to share some weed with Lizzie.
I think also, you know, in your weed-addled state, you would think, if you simply turn the temperature up higher, that'll make him cook faster, right?
You know, I've never watched several dozen cartoons that would tell me otherwise.
Oxley Sarbanes, twice in 1 week, there is an oven fire in your vicinity.
Sometimes life is just like that, you know? Starting fires wherever I go. I go to Andy, and I like, how is Andy doing right now?
Andy's still in the back, furiously tweeting all of his deepest held political opinions.
Because it sounds to me like maybe he's trying too hard right now. and maybe we should be filling with another vice. What's a good vice to fill Andy with at this moment?
Not wrath.
Not wrath.
Wrath would be bad.
Gluttony probably wouldn't be great given the pizza situation, how it's developing.
Oh, there's not good vices to post through, honestly.
Uh-huh. I mean, sloth. You could do sloth again.
Sloth is good. Yeah, sloth is always good. Poof of smoke. There's a girl once again dressed in baseball clothes and says, "Hey, you wanna? Hey, Andy. Hey there. Why are you so stressed out, man?"
I don't know, I feel like my whole world's upside down, and, like, I thought Mitt Broccoli was good, but actually he's evil. Does that mean everything I believed in was evil?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, aren't you going to school? Isn't that, like, why you're doing school, to find out what good and evil is?
No, I dropped out, because I didn't want to be a square.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you know what's the coolest thing you can do if you don't want to be a square? Drugs. I see you're wasted. What we should add to the inebriation is another narcotic. That is my opinion. Because you need to chill out right now. You're being a little, you know, I know you went through a lot recently. I've been there. But have you considered when you're going through a lot, maybe you should not, and then leave.
What?
Have you considered that you're posting all your ideas out there, right? Because you don't want to be a square. You want everyone to know about, like, how you feel about stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
That's also kind of being a square. I think it's,
Oh, no!
Yeah, you're kind of being also. You're still kind of a square. You want to know how to be cool?
How?
You're going to go. You're going to smoke this joint. And then we're going to eat pizza. And you're going to delete all those fucking tweets. And you're going to log off. I'm going to need you to log off. I'm going to need you to log off, and I'm going to need you to touch. Pulls out a doink. This grass.
Can you delete it for me?
Yeah, sure. I know how phones work.
Okay, he's going to take this grass and just lay down slothfully drunk and increasingly high.
Okay, well, that's damage control. Back in the other room, Oxley is like, well, that's taken care of. As Natalie starts looking at Mitt Broccoli, I'm like, do you have my camera? I'm like, no.
I think here, like, finally, like, escapes stage and goes to Oxley like this. Why am I getting posts from Andy? Oxley, what's happening?
Oh, he's been posting through it. And I think it's going through as you. I think everyone thinks you're real problematic right now. I'm gonna be honest.
I've never done anything problematic. I make sure of that. Look, I can't, okay. Cause like, the performance is going bad and everyone seems mad and my, like, I'm freaking out. I'm gonna calm down. Where's Andy? Is he done posting?
Oh yeah, I gave him like a blunt. He's like crashed out.
Okay, that should mix well with the beer, and he should calm down and think, okay, all right. Like how bad? Like, I read some of them. There was like some wild stuff about, like, clowns, rights and stuff. Like, I don't.
Yeah, he really went deep into the clown metaphor. He was like clowns and circuses and ringleaders. I think he saw The Greatest Showman recently. He's been.
He called our system Grinches, like the Dr. Seuss thing, and I don't even know where he was like reaching for with that one.
I was like, is that like a slur?
It feels slurry. It feels a little slurry.
It feels like these Grinches running our government. I'm like, I don't care for that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The vibe on that's awful. I don't like. Like, it's the fact that he capitalized it.
Yes!
I think the capitalization really ruined the vibe.
We all know about the Grinches and what they do. I don't know. I don't.
Okay. So he's not posting anymore. How do we fix... Okay, hold on. If I look back through the door, does the crowd look angry or just, like, perturbed while looking at their phones?
Currently, the crowd is mostly concerned about the oven fire spreading throughout the building.
So she opens the door to check how the crowd looks and goes, ooh, and she closes it. I think the bar's on fire.
I think DG and Lizzie are probably, they probably got the fire extinguishers by this point, right?
As you fumble with the fire extinguisher, Mitt Broccoli is standing up and yelling to the crowd, everybody calm down. Odds are it'll be all right. And everybody seems strangely calm.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, he's using his Eidolon. Fuck, this was all his plan, Lizzie.
Ah, politicians, right?
He's using the burning of the bar as a false flag to win. Wait, is he already elected? I forget.
He is running for mayor of this city.
He's gonna become mayor on the fucking pretense of the bar burning down. Shit, 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 shit.
Well, here is the choice before you, DG. If you save this bar, Mitt Broccoli's gonna take credit for it, and that's really gonna help his chances in the election. But if you let the bar burn down, that's not gonna help him in the election.
I'm not letting the fucking bar burn down! If that happens, I'm going to be out of a job! Okay, I've got it. I know exactly what I have to do here. And I am going to once I finally get the fire extinguisher to spray, I'm going to attempt to sort of use it to rocket backwards, a bit like, you know, firing a gun in outer space. And I'm going to get within whispering range of Mint Broccoli while I'm putting out the fire. And I'm going to whisper to him,
"Wish for the most politically unpopular thing you can think of really loud."
Oh, what is the most politically unpopular thing I can think of? I'll take suggestions.
Something about sports, probably.
Uh-huh.
If there's one thing all spectrums of the political compass can agree on, is that they like sports.
Ban all sports except water polo.
Hockey should be made illegal!
What? But I'm watching hockey right now!
The crowd, the drunken crowd, the sweaty from the fire crowd turns on Mint Broccoli. And he just keeps going. Hockey is completely unethical. The way the people just beat each other and it's treated like a legitimate sport. And the crowd starts getting angry. You can tell they're gonna get violent on Mint Broccoli.
Not my problem. I'm putting out this fire.
Okay. So I guess no one's going to interfere as the crowd at this bar starts beating the shit out of Mint Broccoli?
No, hold on. We can't let...
I'm going to use it technically. I have my Eidolon. Once per session, you may cite an obscure reason why someone has broken your Eidolon rules, suffering its punishment. Write down the reasoning on your character sheet. This technicality applies in perpetuity. What should I do for this one? I got it. I hope this is a good idea. Okay. I knew this fight was going to come down to this. I knew it was this. Which is why I've done hockey so long. I'm going to demonstrate why hockey is cool and awesome by playing bodyguard for Mitt Romney, and we're going to fight the fuck out of here. A fucking large brown man with plants growing out of his eyes appears and says, "Hey, if they can't take the heat, they need to get out of the fucking kitchen." And I just start throwing haymakers and building, clearing a path for Mitt Broccoli to get out of here.
So what's the technicality in question here?
Okay. Someone is breaking your Eidolon rules. How have I broken them? I guess I'm giving a shit about sports. That's my rule. Giving a shit about force is trying too hard. And giving a shit about politics. I'm shaving this politician. But anyway, this is maybe just an excuse for him to maybe throw some punches because he's not out there on the hockey field, on the hockey rink. There we go.
Okay, give me a scrap to fend off this crowd.
One, let's go.
Strength, you triumph through force.
I was really waiting for that to be bad.
Yeah, no, you really put all your hockey skills into beating the crap out of these people. You did not start this bar fight, but you're sure ending it. And you are able to get Mitt Broccoli outside of Three Laws into the safety of this cold November night.
And I just to make sure we don't have a political incident of people, you know, beating up this politician, I would like to reveal my master plan.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fair to say everyone was bored with my performance earlier, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty boring. That's perfectly. Instead of it seeming like this was like a big attack on Mitt Broccoli, this was just simply a mosh pit, as I'm going to flip everyone's feelings towards my performance using my Eidolon.
Yeah!
It was hyped up. It was full of energy. Everyone was throwing bows. They weren't even mad at him. They were just hyped up for the music.
Okay, yeah, give me a genius to reveal your master plan.
Yeah, that's two.
Temperance, you are met with an equal and opposite reaction, and the fool. You become who you are needed to be in this moment.
You know, I will go the fool.
You become who you are needed to be in this moment. And who you need to be in this moment is the kind of rock star that gets people to beat the shit out of the Republican mayoral candidate. You're not winning any friends on the other side, but everyone on your side loves you now.
It's good enough.
However, you know in your heart that when you check Weasel News in the morning, your parents are going to be talking bad about you.
Small W's. People will buy this. They'll download the CD on Bandcamp, though. So I get a little bit of money tonight. It's fine.
Listen, Broccoli, the trout turned on you and stuff, but that happens. Not every campaign can be a winner. You know, Dukakis, some would say he had something to say, but, you know, he didn't really get the chance. Anyway, you trying to buy some pit bull puppies? I got like 8 puppies I'm trying to sell.
You're an entrepreneur.
A small business person, I guess.
I knew you'd be the one to save me. Small businessmen are the beating heart of our country.
Yeah, my boss is always saying that. I mean, I'm always saying that. Because I am my own boss.
How would you like a business deal as a thank you?
I don't know. I'm not a big... I don't want to get big into business and politics. That sounds like a whole lot of work. Is it going to be a fucking pain in my ass? Because I'm already doing a lot of stuff here. Not to be rude, sir, but I'm a busy man. You know what I mean. This offer is going to be worth my time.
He takes out his checkbook. He writes more zeros than you were expecting.
I don't know. Greed abides. I'm like, yes. He just starts nodding like Jack Nicholson at the end of fucking in The Shining. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Sign it. Oxley's down.
I'm going to need a lot of work done to help rehabilitate my campaign. And I'd like you to be my fixer.
All right, sure. Why? Simple enough.
Very well. You'll get my call in the morning. And he walks away. Natalie, your communist girlfriend, goes out to meet you. Oh my god, are you okay?
Oh yeah, it's cool. Can I just say, good job not getting to it with that guy. You know, he's beneath you. You don't need to fucking lower yourself to it. Don't worry about that guy.
You saved his life.
You know, it's good to have powerful friends, I think.
I just think it really shows that you have, like, moral fiber to save someone like that, even though you disagree with him.
Yeah, you know. Violence of any kind, I'm a non-violent person. Has anything ever been solved by violence?
Well, maybe a hockey game.
Maybe a hockey game. Wanna go play some tonsil hockey?
Yeah, while you're playing tonsil hockey with Natalie. DG, is that fire out yet?
Yeah, I think we managed to put it out. I don't know. I mean, the crowd's moshing, so that's good. I assume we're selling booze, which is also good.
Yeah, it seems like against all odds, you have salvaged this night. You're a good manager.
Hey, why the fuck was he holding a political rally at this bar?
I don't know, man.
Okay, well, I gotta, like, make sure not to schedule bullshit like that in the future, I guess. Unless it was RAR, in which case I guess we're fucked and that shit is just going to happen. I'm gonna check my cousin. Can you make me like 3 whiskey sours before I get back?
Hey, am I getting workers' comp for this?
Are you injured?
She puts out her weed cigarette on her arm. Yeah.
And yeah, I guess so.
Awesome.
But yeah, how is Andy doing at this point?
DG, are you there?
Yeah, Andy, I'm here. What's up?
I'm really sleepy.
Yeah, that'll happen when you get extremely crossfaded.
Can you take me home?
Yeah, sure. Give me the phone, please.
Oxley took my phone.
Why the fu- okay. Yeah, no, alright. And I think she's gonna, like, stoop down and just kinda, like, haul him up into a half piggyback and drag him out into the street and be like, Oxley, where's my cousin's fucking phone?
He wouldn't stop posting.
Okay, can you please give it to me so I can give it to him when he sobers up?
I toss it to Dignity.
Dignity immediately checks how many followers he has.
He has 1 million followers.
Okay,
he's only gonna get more once the Weasel News report comes in.
I think she's just, like, scanning over the tweets, like, okay, the Grinch thing isn't great, but we can spin that unintentional subtitle. Oh, Jesus Christ, he wrote, like, 50 tweets in a row about the fucking Grinch thing, huh? Okay, well... Okay, that one's fine. Clowns, that's easy. People already... Well, no, clowns are coming back, aren't they? People kind of circled back on clowns and they're like, no, we love clowns. Okay, so the clowns, that's gonna be a write-off. But... Okay, I know what to do here. And I think as she just kind of drags her cousin home, DG is going to be impersonating him on his own account and hastily pivot from all the baffling political stances to commissioning somebody for a persona.
DG?
Yeah, what's up, Andy?
Is this what it's like to be an adult?
You know, that really depends on your definition of adult. It's what it's like to be Oxley or Lizzie, but some of us like to try and not overindulge and just have the amount that we can handle.
I think I had more than I can handle.
Yeah, you definitely did, and I'll tell you what. You're probably going to be in bed later than you usually are, but I'll get you some painkillers and some coffee, and then we can go to a diner. And you like waffles, yeah?
I love waffles.
There's a place I know nearby that does really good waffles. We'll get some starch in you, we'll get some water and coffee in you, you'll be feeling great by noon tomorrow, and then we can figure out how to turn this whole... taper wizard thing to our advantage and get you some art history learning while we're at it, okay?
As you piggyback your cousin home, the camera pans up into a wide view of the city. It's just another week in the life of Eidolon adults.
It's Morgan. I've never been here before. Welcome to the ad break. Yeah, thank you for listening to Eidolon Adult. I hope I'm not annoying. I know I'm not annoying. Kira's really good. Like, well, she's bad, but everyone's bad. But she's good. Yeah, well, you can support Eidolon Playtests over at Patreon/Eidolon Playtests. You could get this. You either got this episode early, or you could get next episode early by... given $1, which is wild. You can hear more adult adventures by adults. Also, for $3, you get the design sessions, playlists, and GM notes, so you can figure out all of Crystal's evil little plans for us adults. At $5, You get game books, and also you get their name read out on the Patreon. And for $10, you get the soundtrack and grab bag content, which is just a bunch of stuff. And, oh, I have to read out names now. Okay, I got this. I think this is easy, right? I can read. Let's start. Don Fluffles, Gamzee, Sophie, Poggers Extreme, Flashback to Reality. Oh, there goes Causality. Striven, Khan, Bug Olsen, John Brownlee, Underlion Ocean, Woodsy, Adam R, Knight Jim, Lexicon, Drizziv, Every Zig 314, Jay Pearson, Selena, Lesbian Werewolf Chef, hell yeah, Lamley Form, Rainy Days, Cancakes, the Stan user formerly known as Austin, Eve Newman, Black Album 22, and Timothy Miller. Thank you guys all for supporting, please. I am very happy to have been invited on for this miniseries and doing stuff. You can follow Eidolon Playtest on Blue Sky and Tumblr. There are more podcasts available over on audioentropy.com. And Eidolon Adult will return next week, December 8th for Patreon subscribers, and December 15th for the free feed. See you then!